Talking this morning with Dan Sears, who's the Conservation Director for Columbia Riverkeeper. And you've been listening to Locust Focus here on KBOO Community Radio. If you're just tuning in, you'd like to hear what you missed, or you want your friends or family to hear this show, you can listen to it online or download the audio later this afternoon on our website, kboo.fm/locustfocus. Next week, Dominic Della Sala with the Geos Institute in Ashland, Oregon, returns to Locust Focus along with Chad Hansen to talk about the ecological importance of mixed severity fires in our forests. My engineer is Kate Welch. I'm Barbara Bernstein. We'll go out with Tom Waits singing some music for the new year. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening.
I scolded your driver and your brother. We're old enough to know.
And it's 11 a.m. You are tuned to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, Grace Reed hosts Disability Awareness. That is followed at 11:30 by Voices for the Animals. Host Dab Stedman talks with Gail Hunt about her efforts to help wild horses survive in Oregon. Thanks, KBOO members, for your great and generous support for this radio station. If you are not a current member or you want to increase your current donation, please take advantage of our end-of-the-year matching grant by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
I'm David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, heard every Tuesday morning at 9 on KBOO. KBOO currently has a one-to-one match for all new and increasing members. If you become a member at this time or increase your donation over last year, your donation will be matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000 by a group of generous donors and foundations. Consider becoming a monthly sustaining member. This can be set up easily and securely online. Go to kboo.fm/support to get your donation matched today.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Hi, I'm Shahid Hamid. With each passing year, the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. become more and more necessary to remember. With this in mind, the World Arts Foundation and KBOO Foundation members would like to invite you, your family, and friends to their 31st anniversary and tribute to the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Monday, January the 18th, broadcast live from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Highland Christian Center in Portland. As in years past, there will be a variety of local and regional choirs, performers, and entertainers, all paying homage to the work and legacy of Dr. King and our efforts to keep his dream alive. So remember, Monday, January the 18th at the Highland Christian Center, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and of course, right here on KBOO FM radio.
The greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
Well, welcome to Disability Awareness. This is Grace E. Reed, and I am here today to introduce you to my dear friend, Laura Sandow. I wouldn't be here without her help. I wrote a wonderful Christmas card to her and said, thank you, because this wouldn't happen without her. Mary... Christmas for everybody that celebrated that. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, see what else. All that celebration stuff. Happy holidays, happy, or sad, whatever. Whatever. But we're looking at a new year now. And when I was talking to Laura, I said, hi, Laura.
Hi, Grace.
You are there.
I am.
I was saying, you know, I wasn't able to get a guest because oftentimes people are just coming back or they're traveling or they're out of town. And so I said, Laura, let's just talk about the new year. And then the subject was, which one?
Which one? That's right. There's so many new years. We get so used to celebrating our calendar.
Mm-hmm. So what New Year's have you ever celebrated?
I have celebrated Chinese New Year.
Ooh. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, you know, every year is represented by an animal in the Chinese horoscope. And so I kind of followed that and led me to celebrating the Chinese New Year with some friends.
What is your animal?
I'm a dragon.
Ooh, dragon. And I did look into it. I do like it, actually. And I think I'm a goat or a sheep or something like that. And it fits. I will cling to the side of a rock. And, you know, heck no, you're not getting me off this rock. Yeah, that's me. I insist on being on this horizontal rock. But, yeah, I've looked into that. And then, of course, Nowruz, which is Islam and a Baha'i New Year. Mm-hmm. So I celebrate that one. I'll have to jump in on the Chinese one. It sounds like fun. I know they used to have, at Old Town, they used to have a lot of interesting, it's a Chinese gardens.
Oh, right.
They used to have a lot of Chinese New Year's activity. Well, of course, they did again. So again, New Year's. So I think for me, I don't get involved with making some sort of resolution that I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that or whatever, because, and I've never sort of been there ever on this Gregorian calendar New Year that's coming up. I'm going to lose 80 pounds by the time I'm 6 months into this year or whatever. I don't do that because I think it's kind of a setup. But for people who are social science people, activists, social justice activists, I suppose the thing that we look at more than anything is the possibilities of what may be coming up. And I'm thinking, what an interesting political arena we have this coming year.
Oh, we certainly do. It's like a three-ring circus.
And they're not even candidates yet.
They're just, I know. They're announcing that they might run. Yeah.
Well, we have Hillary Clinton, of course, first female president in the United States, and that's very compelling for me. Then we have Mr. Trump. Wow.
Well, he does bring up some interesting points that they argue about, doesn't he?
There's always a good and a bad. Well, I don't know about good and bad, but there's always there are two sides to every person's, and he does have. What I've observed is that, and then Mr. Bernie Sanders, and what is interesting about this arena, this circus, which is so cool. I love drama. I have a BA in drama therapy, so of course I love drama. So what is interesting about this is Mr. Sanders is kind of a lightning rod that's drawing out all the independent socialist people, me being an old hardcore socialist from Norway, Sweden, democratic socialist, that's very appealing, and I understand a lot of that. And then Mr. Trump is drawing the other types. So it's just opposite poles, totally opposite poles. And they are lightning rods that are drawing all the people out that are using them as a voice. This is what we believe. This isn't what we believe. This is something else we believe, you know, so on and so on. It's very interesting, isn't it? And we're not. I wanted to make sure that we cannot endorse any candidates. That's the disclaimer. This is not an endorsement of anybody. In fact, I think I'll run. No.
You'd have to be crazy to want to run for president.
No.
Yeah. Of this country, anyway.
People would be crazy for wanting me to run for president. Yeah. But no, it's the observation of, in this case, a couple of women sitting here blithering on at the mic about that arena out there. And we're heading into that arena. with all of this diversity and all of these discussions and all of these people that are saying all kinds of things about all kinds of things. And it's going to be rather interesting to see where this all ends up for me. And my part in it, and of course, you know, that's the big arena, but my part in it is, and there's the question mark, you know, what am I going to do in this coming new year, at least this celebration new year? And I thought about that the other day, and I thought, well, I'm just going to do what I'm continuing to do. Right now I'm supporting the Hazelnut Grove homeless camp, which is turning into a Right to Dream 2 complex, thanks to Mayor Hale. And that got stabilized, and there's all kinds of camps that are starting to set up like that. So that's very interesting, and I'm very involved in that activity. And what about what are you looking forward to and looking into?
Well, I have been following the micro house community, tiny house communities in Portland, and there is a project by Linda Pope, who is teaching at Portland Community College. She was able to get one of the classes to build a house in one of these communities, and they are doing very well. I've been following their progress, and it's amazing. She's really taken her dream and passed it on to others and taught them a very valuable skill and how to pass this on to others, which I think is very important. So that's what something I'm looking forward to in the new year.
I wanted, and so that's one of the gals that I want to interview here is Linda Pope, but I met her when she was just struggling to get a class together at community college. She's a Harvard grad.
Yes, she's a brilliant,
amazing woman. She wrote a book. Mm-hmm. You know, these books. She's a real writer. She writes these big, thick books about things.
She's an ecologist. She's many things. Mm-hmm. And she really is about sustainable building. And this project is just particularly interesting to me. And to have it go through the community college, I think, is particularly important.
Yes.
I really commend Portland Community College for doing that. And certainly Linda Pope for having the guts to do it and the know-how. So,
well, I know when she was talking to me, she had a rent raise, and she was facing homelessness.
Yeah.
And she's an older lady. And we have a mutual thing going on about that. And so I'm really glad to see that progressed, because that was her dream. And I haven't connected with her for a while, so I'll reconnect with her and have her on the show to talk about her project. Is Michael Whitney, is it?
Withy. Yes, he's still connected in that community. I haven't talked to him recently, but he is making progress as well and is always fighting for people who want a tiny house in a small community. He's working with Micro Community Collective, or I don't remember what it's called, but
where is that located here in Portland?
I don't remember. He has several locations, I think, at this point.
I know they were looking for a location, and I was wondering if they maybe, sounds like they might have found something.
Might have found something,
wow.
I think.
So. I'm interested. I really am.
There's a lot of great work in that area, and we need to keep it up. There's other cities that have actually solved their homeless problem or gone a long way. I think Madison, Wisconsin is one of those that did tiny houses for their homeless population, and it was a very successful project.
Very progressive, that state. And when I talked to Michael long, long time ago, I haven't been involved with the tiny house situation, but I'll get back on that I'd like to have both of them on the show, obviously. Well, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing going into this new year here in Portland, Oregon, because, you know, we're local. We're talking about local things. Bloom where you're planted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know the homeless situation, the houseless situation, is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
They're doing a camp sweep, or they're planning on a camp sweep today. I don't know. They're close to Hazelnut Grove, but they're in a sort of an under trees and near the freeway. I can't remember exactly the location, but there's just a small 7-8 tents, and Channel 2, one of the news stations, went out and interviewed them and this elderly lady, 60 years old, living in her tent, tired. She says, we're so weary. They have no place to go. And you tear their camp up, and all their stuff is taken and swept and put into some sort of an ODOT warehouse, and they're told, well, you can come get your stuff, but they have no way to get their stuff. So there's what it went, thank goodness for social media, huh? Including KABU. I mean, that's what I love so much about KABU is this social media, and we inform people as to what's really happening as opposed to the hype and, you know, all that stuff. Because we don't have any commercials, so it's really nice. Support KABU, please. And so they, a whole bunch of people, not just activists that can only go out and maybe carry a bunch of signs around and throw a few socks at them and whatnot. I mean, I have no money to support anything. But we have this voice, and that's very important.
On that topic, the drive is still on for R2-D2 for clothes and sleeping bags and anything for keeping people warm in this cold weather. Mm-hmm. My partner, Jack Facilitator, is willing to pick those things up even if you have a large quantity. We can arrange possibly to get that from you. But that drive is still going on till the end of the month.
Oh, that's nice to know. Actually, I'll hand my stuff off to you guys.
That's part of Elder Cox's project.
So. He is doing, yeah, well, I haven't heard. So he's continuing his work into the new year, Jack Facilitator.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Elder Caucus.
Well, Elder Caucus came out of Occupy Portland. It was a group of self-defined elders who wanted to be a part of Occupy and lend their experience to the Occupy movement. And what happened is it built this group of people, group of activists and thinkers and politicians and artists and all types of people have come together to do projects that help raise awareness, educate others, and to do drives like this one for R2-D2. And they do some tremendous work. It's a great group, and it grew out of Occupy, and they're still going strong.
I know quite a bit of stuff came out of that, but that's the one that I know about that's ongoing, and it's really great. And I met Jack once.
Yes.
I think it was once or twice when we were going over to explore somebody.
The Rebuilding Center.
The Rebuilding, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But so there's so that Jack is doing, continuing his work into 2016.
I'm doing some video projects.
Ooh.
Yes. And because of the holidays, everything had to be put on hold. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple of video projects I'm working on. And
wow.
I will keep those maybe under tabs for now.
Yeah. It takes that, that media, it takes a while, doesn't it, to get.
Well, particularly since I don't have a computer at home to do the video editing, I have to use equipment from Portland Community Media, which is wonderful. I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they have it. But it is a lot more difficult when you have to, you know, borrow a computer and return it, things like that. So
we could do a fundraiser and get you a computer.
Maybe in the new year.
In the new year. See, yeah. A new year. There you go.
That's a new year.
There's
thing.
Your new year wish. We do have wishes and dreams for the new year.
Well, as long as we have wishes and dreams, we're still going strong, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hope. Although I like Jim Carrey's thing, hope is a beggar. I liked that. I kind of went into that. Hope is a beggar. Oh, dear. Anyway, our address to bring clothes to the Elder Caucus.
Oh, the address. I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Can I get...
Well, I think you said something about picking things up? So
there's a Facebook connection.
Ah, there you go.
If you're on Facebook, Jack Facilitator, it's the best way probably to connect with him directly. Otherwise, I can give out my phone number, or actually I'll give out my email. My email address is Laura_Sandow, S-A-N-D-O-W, @hotmail.com. And if you contact me via email, I will be able to arrange for pickup for any contributions to RTD2.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, there's a drive for Hazelnut and a drive for R2-D2, and I know there's going to be, and this other camp, which is just now starting. It's exciting to see the support, because the support that I found was, I went on Facebook and said, what can we do to contribute to this new Hazelnut? And I've been helping R2-D2 for a while, off and on, with stuff anyway. I'm supporting doing a homeless outreach and making sure that they know where to go get food and clothing and stuff, you know. So I've been doing that for a little while.
That's very important. And a lot of people don't know that there are resources.
They don't. And then the addiction situation. Mm-hmm. And I always let them know, here's what you can do, here's where you can go, how can I support you? So that's quite a bit of my outreach for them.
Well, and I think this time of year, that's a very important thing. Mm-hmm. I think during the holidays, especially around Christmas and New Year's, people with addiction problems tend to feel the need to go back to those things to handle stress. So I think we should be aware of that and check on your neighbor again, you know.
Yeah. I in my building, two neighbors tanked for this. One passed out in the elevator and the other one died next door to me. It was like, oh, no. And of course, I have no idea whether it was addiction or not, but there was, this is a whole nother issue that I'm going to start working on, along with my houseless outreach, to make sure that the folks know where to go get wraparound services and whatnot. Because I kind of assume they would know, because there's so many wraparound services that are helping, you know, Central City Concern and Cascade and all of these wonderful treatment centers. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are really, really helping on many levels. But I was astounded at people that did not know what to do or where to go or how to do it, or they forgot, or they're just embarrassed. One gal said, I'm too embarrassed. I can't go into there. What will I do with my stuff, you know?
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons, I think, that keep people from seeking that kind of help. But if they don't even know about it, then they certainly don't have that option. So, well, that's good work.
Yeah, and thanks, hon, and you too. That's the point, I guess, for the new year. We're just going to continue to do our good work. That's the point. And I know in my building, we my observation, I have no judgment or criticism on it, of course, but I just noticed that more and more elders are turning towards alcohol, and then, of course, pot's legal now, and I've noticed that enormous stress that we all have, but our rent went up again in our building. I got hit with another $45 rent raise, and it's like my income froze. My food budget went down by $10. I'm going, oh my goodness, you know, what does one do? It's so much stress. Mm-hmm. I personally know not to buy into it, because I trust in the process, and I've always had some support. I had a couple of people come forward and give me a little support. But people are going, when you have stress like that, when your security is threatened, you're going to go sideways. That's just the way a human being is.
Oh, yeah.
And the easiest way to de-stress is to turn to go down to the grocery store, score a bottle of liquor or beer and pot, and there you go. And I guess for young people, it's, you know, there's a lot of problems with it, of course, for the people who are addicted. For the social drinker or the non-addict, no problem, no big whoop. They can stop when they can. Or want to, but for people who can't, that's where the problem is. And I'm starting to observe more and more seniors turning to that, and I've noticed some real problems, i.e. passing out in the elevator. This guy's lived in my building forever and ever and ever. His niece came and they took him to some sort of facility. So he and his cat disappeared, and that was hard, you know? You know people around you, and then they start disappearing like that. And mainly because he turned to this de-stressor. And, that, you know, people just will, they just do what they have to do to de-stress. Anyway.
Well, I'm hopeful in the new year. I think it's a good time to start new projects. I mean, that's the nice thing about the new year. It's like you do have a fresh start. Mm-hmm. It is a lot to put pressure on yourself and make a resolution, mm-hmm. but it's another thing to be optimistic and say, hey, this is a new year, and, mm-hmm. you know, let's try it different this year.
You know what I love, the ritual around that? I love getting the new calendars.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
There's new calendars. There's not a mark on them. They're all pretty yet, and not all wrinkled and dog-eared and...
full of stuff you need to do.
And then things you've crossed out and whited out. And what a mess after the... I looked at my calendar. I keep my calendars, actually, just to go back and look at them. And I know for me, I'm still doing the art project, spirit book project, and let's meet at the friendship project and, you know, all that stuff to use art and as a tool for stress management and healing and discovery. And, you know, I've been doing that for a while. So I'm continuing to do that, but I want to ratchet it up and get out there with it a little bit more with that. So there we are. We're doing all that. But there's that new calendar, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going, this year it's going to look more organized, more...
Well, the fact that you have a calendar to organize yourself is a good start.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're rather expensive. I can just improvise. I'm going down to get a 50% off calendar and stick it up, and then on the new, that's what I do the New Year's Day. I put all the old year away in a sack, and, you know, and then I do some artwork around it sometimes, but really good having you here again, Laura, and I really appreciate you and Jack, you know, for helping. And without you, I wouldn't be over here, because you really do help a lot. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, Grace.
You help me so much. And that's the point. We have to, it doesn't matter what economy you're in. It doesn't matter what mentality you're in. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your nationality, your religion if you have one, your lack of religion if you don't have one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I, for one, choose to continue to be optimistically, don't tell me if it's dumb. I don't want to hear that, but it may be. But I choose to be optimistically trusting of the process. And for me, I call it the great mystery power. I don't care what it is. I just connect with, well, there it is. May the force be with us. I bet somebody was sorry he sold that franchise. I've yet to go see that one. In the 70s, I went to see Star Wars. Oh, my. It's back. Yes, I got to go see it.
You can go see it.
But, yeah, it's going to be fun. But, and that's the whole point. I choose not to be pessimistic. And of course, there's a little bit of that that has to go on, especially at my age. I get up and I got a lot of pains and aches and stuff, of course. But I choose to be optimistic. And so going into the new year, we are going to continue our projects. Ratchet up the stuff that works and maybe let go of some of the stuff that doesn't, and we'll just continue on. And as long as KVU has me, I'm going to continue to do disability awareness shows. We have, in fact, I have a lineup of a few guests, and some of them from the past, that are anxious to come to the mic, and we'll continue to do what we can to inform, to encourage, enlighten, and have fun. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Grace.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Be quiet, there's a gate ahead. Do you think we can make it? Will it be different or just the same? How long can we keep escaping? How long can we keep escaping? How long can we keep escaping into another prison?
You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
You're listening to Voices for the Animals on your community radio, KBOO Portland.
The more compassion we have towards animals, the more compassion we're going to have towards other people.
If you can value them all, you really value yourself as well.
So even if you don't care about animals, the things we do that hurt animals end up hurting ourselves.
It's almost kind of a dominion type issue where we feel we need to control everything.
Dominion means stewardship, to take care of.
What would a cow think about satisfying her habit? The challenge lies with looking at suffering from the perspective of the person or individual suffering.
Welcome to Voice.